This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that? Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3,
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety.
Doesn't that bring about good memories for you? You hear Coldplay and you think, man, remember the good old days when they were blowing up millionaires' marriages?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Good times.
That was. I was so mad that happened during vacation. Like, so mad.
I know. It was really everywhere.
Yeah. It was great. I love the video so much.
Do you think that they are, I mean, the couple now, have explored with their lawyers, can we sue? Can we do anything for having our lives ruined?
Maybe.
I think the dude did try and sue Chris Martin.
He did?
I think so. That's what I heard on the
internet. I mean, I could see someone who would just be like, if not for that thing, I'd still be married in my life and I'd still have a job.
And all the money.
And all my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just.
I feel like a judge would go, you're in a public place.
Yeah.
Take responsibility for your behavior. Yeah.
And he's probably, you know, they're lovebirds, so they're obviously going to stick together and have a long-lasting relationship.
Okay, that's the question, too. Mm-hmm. Do you think they've talked?
Yeah. Oh, sure. They're obviously in love. To take a chance like that in a place like a Coldplay concert, they obviously are meant to be together.
I'd love to see, like, in that moment, now it's uncovered, you've all gone home, you're blowing up. Internationally, her husband was on an international business trip, and now it's getting around the world and the enormity of it all.
Yeah.
Do you think she texted him and said, what do we do here? Or he texted her.
We're in love, right?
Are we still gonna
smash? You think they smashed later that night?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think, well, didn't you say, turns out the guy's got like a $250,000 a month porn addiction.
OnlyFans account that the person knew him.
Yeah.
The lady went, that's one of my.
That's who that is. Oh, it was like $250,000 a year just on.
That one lady.
Right.
Yeek.
I guess you only need a few of those sugar daddies. And then the OnlyFans thing is working out for you.
Anyway, my bad. Coldplay just played on Alice, everyone, and. Now it's time for
sweet,
Disneyland.
Sweet memories, yeah. Disneyland tickets. Right now, take the word fantasy, F-A-N-T-A-S-Y, and text it to that contest line, 20357. Text fantasy to 20357. That gets you entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort this hour. And you'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is fantasy. There'll be another one at 8:05 and then all through the day, every hour at 5 after until 6:05 when Jane wraps it up for the day. We're doing it all week. If you love Disney, here's a way to go on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good times. Taylor and Travis, they're a thing. They're an item. I have to say, I read this GQ article and I thought to myself, I like him more than I did before.
Don't forget, though, he's still a Kansas City Chief. Like,
yeah, know, I know. I get it.
He's Taylor's boyfriend, but he's also the enemy.
Yeah, but Taylor's boyfriend sort of trumps the
all right
team that he plays for. I guess. I don't really know. It's
Vinny,
true.
Do you even really care about sports?
I do. I love sports. I don't care about it like some people do, but yes.
Some people really
I enjoy a good game. I just don't have time right now to be as into it as I'd like to be.
I was reading this thing about fantasy football.
I never do that.
I do.
Ever.
Yeah, a lot of people. But so,
so
people
that's
get in
an
these
example
groups.
Of how into it I don't do. No.
But I guess that there are these, like John's fantasy football group, they have a draft night. It's a big party. They all get wrecked and they pick their teams and they do a big draft. I don't know. I think there's like maybe 20 guys in the group and they each put in an entry, like somebody gets some cash at the end of it if you win. But the biggest loser of the week, the person who scores the least amount of points, they have to buy all the beers. Like it's anybody who can shows up at the Deuce on Thursday night. So sometimes there's three people, sometimes it's everyone, and you're buying the beers. It's your night to pay. So that I think is totally within the realm of things that should be. That's a thing. There was a story about the 15 worst loser prizes in like across the country, things that have gone viral from fantasy football. Things like you have to spend a weekend in Vegas and you can only have $20. And that one came to light because someone was on Reddit going, can someone please help me figure out how I'm going to make it through 2 nights in Vegas, 2 days and 2 nights in Vegas with $20?
Bet it on black.
And then one of them was there was an extra $300 in the budget where the winner could send the loser to any on a one-way flight to anywhere in the country. And then they would have to do something there to prove that they had gone and completed some task. Like there was just all these elaborate things. Like no one had to cut a finger off or anything. But it's just, man, people are the fantasy football thing has become John is more into that than he is into the Pats.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff, but I understand. And gambling's become a big deal. Sports has finally said, after saying no gambling ever at all, sports has finally said, no, there's too much money in that.
Yeah.
We need to just... Oh.
Even if we just let these big things advertise during our game, they're paying us all the money.
Yeah, well, and that's there's more. They're involved. They greenlit that. Now they have to deal with it. Whatever comes out of that.
Right.
Which includes probably a lot of people throwing their lives away over
the outcome of a game.
Uh-huh. Mm. But, you know, there's always someone who's going to ruin it.
Or many someones. Yes. Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah. Back to him.
Yeah. He's Taylor's boyfriend, in case you don't recognize the name. He went and did an interview with GQ and he did this a while ago and they've got like, you know, pictures and it's a whole article. Some of the stuff he talked about, I thought this is great. He basically is, so they say here, Travis Kelce isn't just the future subject of a Taylor Swift breakup song. He's fully invested in Taylor's job and she's invested in his. So he said, we're just like any other normal couple. We sit around the dinner table and we talk about our work days and we're each other's sidekick, which is fun. That's nice. You do want that like partner in crime. He says, oh, I get to be the plus one. I get to go and be a fan. I'm a fan of music. I'm a fan of art. And it's so cool that I get to experience her being that plus one for me on the football field. I feel that same enjoyment every time she comes to my shows. It's kind of a mean accent. Sorry. Sorry,
you're not
Travis.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm really not. I just didn't think it was going to sound so dumb.
It's not dumb.
Anyway, he says, Travis says he made Taylor a football fan. She's like the most engulfed. She's the most engulfed fan now. She knows what the injury reports look like. She understands what special situations are like third and short. She just naturally loves to hear about my job. He didn't say she loves it. Travis didn't say whether or not he's helped her to include some of his famous poses in, like, I guess he does an archer pose. That's, you know, I don't.
Oh, like what did the touchdown celebration?
Yes. Like he.
Okay.
Pull back the bone, fire, I guess. I don't know. I don't know his fake. He calls them famous poses. I'm like, I don't know any of your famous poses.
If you asked a Kansas City Chief fan, they'd have five or six different things he does.
Yep. I thought the best end zone celebration I ever saw, I can't even remember, it might have been like Baltimore or something, that they lined up like bowling pins and then one guy like somersaulted toward him and they all fell about the place.
Yeah, those are all choreographed. The best one was a guy named Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Oh.
And he used to do crazy legs. He would do the...
Oh, waggling them back and forth and...
That was his celebration. I'm pretty sure I got that right. But that's
you see people do that, so they got it from that guy, huh?
From way back, like way back.
The guy's got the Jimmy legs.
Yeah,
And there was the Icky Shuffle. That was a big
I like that.
One.
Oh, that was that a good one.
That one was what was it?
Oh, and
dance
then a
the
spike.
One side, dance the other side,
and then toss the ball
and
down.
Then spike it. Okay.
I'm glad they brought celebrations back. That they weren't allowed for a long time until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there were certain things you definitely could not do. But yeah, I like them too. I think it's kind of fun. And it just, you know, it makes the game more fun and less like a war.
Totally. Especially for a casual social fan like myself.
Yeah. Because you're watching just because, you know, you might see Taylor.
Really? It is a great... addition.
Whenever Taylor comes on, John's always like, she's on.
They say here about
he's got it paused
about the receiver I mentioned. He also returned kicks as a rookie. He began celebrating touchdowns with a dance known as the Funky Chicken.
Funky Chicken,
a dance based on a song from soul singer Rufus Thompson. Thomas. It's one of the first touchdown celebrations in league history, and I showed you what
chicken.
It was. Huh. The not
would he
knee.
Like flap his arms
I don't think
too,
so.
Do the funky chicken?
I think he just did that. He held the ball up, waggled his knees in and out that way, and then
spiked it down.
Yeah,
Travis is one of those fun players to watch, though. Like he has fun. Like,
except when he's not having fun, he looks like a big baby. He's not having a good day. He is such a just sad sack. Ugh.
Back to the article in GQ.
So he went. This we're talking about Travis Kelce. And Taylor Swift, you may have heard of them. You know, it's not like they're everywhere or anything. And he did an interview with GQ. So they share stories about it from each other's work. And now she has an understanding of football. He turned her into a football fan. And he said that they also bonded over fame and athleticism. He said, this is Travis Kelce, I didn't experience somebody in the same shoes as me, having a partner who understands the scrutiny, the ups and downs of being in front of millions. That was very relatable. Also, seeing how exhausted she would get after shows. She may not think of herself as an athlete, but I've seen what she goes through. The amount of work she puts on her body, and it's
mind-blowing.
She is. Well, and he was even saying, he's like, she gets off that stage, and she's left it all on there, and I do that one day a week. For part of the year. And she goes out and does, you know, 4 or 5 shows a week. 3 hours. All night long. Today, at, I think, 4 o'clock our time, that is when people are freaking out about this. But Travis and Jason Kelce do a podcast together called New Heights. And Taylor is the confirmed guest today. We were looking today to see if there were any teaser clips, but there really aren't.
Just the ones we played yesterday.
Yeah, looked like there were pictures of them, like stills from the...
There was one where she's just opening up an orange and green mint box, and pulling out the album, which they have blurred because they're not showing it yet. So I'm sure hopefully we'll see it today.
Did the box have mints in it, or was it just mint colored?
Just mint colored.
There weren't oranges and mints in there?
No, but it's a good idea.
Sure. She is going to, so the record was announced at midnight on the 12th. Is that officially the time when, well, 12:01, let's say. So on the 12th, it's her 12th album. We talked about this a lot yesterday. There are all these gajillion Easter eggs where if you look back in time, it was clear she's been, for years, she's been talking about this number 12 album. So today, New Heights is at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow, we will have chopped that up for you and we'll find anything that's good. So I'm sure they'll have, I don't, you know, that's the great thing about podcasts. You don't know how long they're going to be. If she's a bummer of a guest, they could do 15 minutes. My guess is they'll probably get into it and have a nice long podcast where everyone will be so charmed by their relationship. I actually, if you get a chance, check out the GQ, the interview that Travis did with it, because he's really, really sweet about it. He talks about, you know, we fell in love just like by hanging, we hung out together and that was it. It happened. Like, oh.
I think that
boys talking about love. It's so nice.
Pretty fun. I do think that she's, of the two of them, she's got a greater handle on media and the world at large. So like where if you and I had John or Christina on our podcast, we'd be worried for them a little like, yeah. I hope it goes okay. I hope you have fun. I certainly don't want the
nervous
whole crowd of, you know, jackals turning your direction.
Don't look at the text.
Yeah. you know, that kind of stuff. But I think she's probably got this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If anything.
Like, I don't think she has any nerves going on his podcast. And good for them. I wish nothing but happiness to anybody in any relationship. I feel like a good relationship is actually one of the things that can be just it's the thing that's in your life that you can count on. And I feel like it's really sad when that doesn't happen. And that brings me to our next story, which is Brandon Blackstock and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, the breakup.
So they did break up. They finalized their divorce in 2022, but it took a while. Like they broke up more like 2020. And there's some stuff that's coming out now that is, it's sort of a bummer to read. Brandon Blackstock died last Friday. I think he was only 48 too. He had melanoma and it was diagnosed, I think, right around the time they were getting a divorce, and he went on to live life and do what he could. But then in recent days, you may have noticed that Kelly's been on and off her show and going through a lot of stuff. And one of the things was that she took a lot of time because she's got two kids with this guy and their father is dying. And she wanted to be very present for them, and whatever her feelings about that guy might've been, I'm sure she didn't wish him death. So Brandon Blackstock, it's come out that he was with Kelly Clarkson's former assistant prior to his death. Now, this is where...
Is this what broke them up?
It is unclear.
Oh, okay.
But possibly not. It's possible they've always said it was 2022 when they started. She in 2020, I think in 2021, she celebrated a 1-year anniversary with a drummer whose name was like,
Kelly's assistant.
This is Kelly. Her name is, it's Brittany Jones, I believe. Brittany Marie Jones.
Okay.
So it looks like there was an obituary written for him, and here's what it says. Brandon, along with his beautiful and loving partner in life and business, Brittany Marie Jones, started building a life, building companies, and working tirelessly to create Headwaters Livestock Auction and what will live on as his legacy, the Valley View Rodeo in Bozeman, Montana. This was published yesterday.
That's where he was living and wouldn't leave the house. Remember that?
Yeah.
That they had a house together and that she... I think she had to get him removed from it, didn't she?
There was a struggle. Yes. That was like, there was a lot of really contentious stuff. So according to Brittany Jones, she served as the original, you know, Kelly won the first round of American Idol. She's so far eclipsed that that's not the first thing I think about when I think about Kelly Clarkson. Like, she was the first one to win it, and she's the biggest star, in my opinion, that's ever come out of there. And there are others. I mean, Carrie Underwood is huge. You know, Daughtry.
Don't laugh at that.
I'm not laughing at it. He did fine. Yeah, this moment. Oh, I love Adam Lambert, but I mean, Kelly Clarkson, she's the one.
Yeah,
I agree. She was Kelly's assistant from 2016 to 2020, which coincidentally is the same year she filed for divorce from Brandon Blackstock. There were years of contentious legal proceedings, and in 2022, the divorce was finalized. So she kept the Montana ranch after getting him out of there. But she lived in New York City with her two children. I guess her daughter River and her son Remington, and they probably went to school there. And so that was her main place where she lived. He stayed in Montana, not at the house, but he stayed in Montana. And that's where he established some rodeo.
It's great.
Which they actually just put together. This was like December of 2024. He established this Valley View Rodeo. So this is a thing that he had hoped would be his legacy, because I'm sure that was what, 8 months ago? Like, he knew what he had, that he was sick. So the complete nature of their relationship remains unclear, although they basically called this new girl, this Brittany Jones,
his partner.
Yes, his partner, his soulmate. So she was previously married to a guy by the name of Greg Goose LaPointe. They call him a drummer. So I was like, what band says Greg Goose LaPointe been in? No band I ever heard of. Phoenix 2 was the only. I was like, well, I've heard of Phoenix, but Phoenix 2 sounds like a tribute band to that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not. Phoenix are French guys too.
So
I don't think either of any of them are called Goose.
Greg Goose LaPointe.
Bonjour, Goose.
Oh, bonjour. So in September of 2021, she put up a post on Instagram, because of course the sleuths are at it, like, when did this happen? Did she break them up? It shows the couple, the Brittany, the assistant to Kelly Clarkson, and apparently the paramour of Brandon Blackstock by the time he passed. There she is celebrating 1 year of marriage with this LaPointe guy. And this is a year after Kelly and Brandon have broken up. So okay, it is possible that they just continued to. I see your skeptical look, Bob. But
yeah, I mean, why would she have still been in his life after they broke up? I mean, we'll never know, but I'm skeptical.
Yes. I don't like it either. And I definitely, you know, point at these things where you go, you couldn't find another person on the planet besides the connection to your ex-wife.
Well, there she was, and she was cleaning and leaning over vacuuming, very tempting.
And proximity is how that happens.
There she was. That's Arnold and the Maid.
Can walk around saying, I met my soulmate, if you want. But the reality is, if you grew up in a little town and you had access to these people and you got, yes, you could call it that, but you might travel the world and meet all kinds of souls that mate yours. But proximity is usually how it happens. That's
sometimes
just
it's someone that you wouldn't have never given a second look at if you passed them in France.
Right.
And then, you know, there they are sitting at that desk and making their funny little comments and smelling nice.
Getting under your skin.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a little time. Anyway, there you go. Brandon Blackstock was in a, quote, loving relationship with his ex-wife, Kelly Clarkson's former assistant, at the time of his death. So that's really all I've got on that. If there's anything else I can squeeze in here. Yes, really quickly. Season 5 of Only Murders in the Building. It premieres September 9th. I did put up a trailer at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It shows a lot of scenes from, you know, they show you a lot in trailers. Obviously, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, they are returning. The guy who plays Howard is back. His name is Michael Cyril Creighton. Notable returning guest stars, Meryl Streep. She plays Loretta Durkin, now married to Oliver, played by Martin Short. Divine Joy Randolph. She's the detective Donna Williams. She's great in that role. Nathan Lane is back. Richard Kind is back. This year's guest stars.
Nathan Lane is such a super talent. I just have to say that out loud. Like, she's so great in that role, that dumb role. What is it, the Greek?
Yes.
What is he, like a jewelry store?
I thought he had a Greek restaurant.
No, that's it. All the dips.
Oh, the dips. The deli. Yeah.
But they were getting busted for the jewelry because of that.
Yes, I mean, I'm giving away spoilers.
My bad. No.
Have you even finished season three yet?
I haven't.
Oh my God, that's the best season.
Well, you know what I had to put on last night, which I started and we'll finish later?
The Royal Tenenbaums,
everyone. Mm. Do your homework.
Do your homework tomorrow, Bob's Movie Club. Renee Zellweger is a cast member this year. Christoph Waltz. And his character's name is Bash Steed. Let's see. Keegan-Michael Key, Diane Wiest, Taya Leone's on this season. So there's a bunch of, you know, they add a lot of people to the cast. And again, season five, Only Murders in the Building, premieres September 9th. And I did put up a trailer. What do you got coming up, Vin?
Another company that has been around our entire life and more bites the dust after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Hmm. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show. We're filming all morning. It's all happening on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carrington College.
Sweet.
Join our Maddie.
Maddie? Yeah, yeah.
That guy right over
there.
Hey,
how you doing?
Thursday.
How you doing?
Join Maddie and the Alice 97.3 crew at the upcoming Carrington College open house. They'll be at the Pleasant Hill campus at 380 Civic Drive from 11:30 tomorrow morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. That's tomorrow, with games, prizes, and tickets to Zach Bryan's show Friday.
Yeah, just got that added. Yeah, we got that added. We got a bunch of tickets for Zach Bryan. That's a hot ticket. So if you want Zach Bryan tickets, it'll be...
Take your lunch break at Court Carrington College.
Yeah, just come by, say hi.
Say hi.
Yeah, but that's a pretty hot ticket. It's a show's Friday night, so come get them.
So that's tomorrow, Carrington College, from 11:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon, with Maddie. Games, prizes, and tickets to Zach Bryan at Carrington College. That's fun. Nice
Can't
to see
wait.
You get out there and see the people.
Yeah. Tell everyone we said hi.
I will.
This is another one of those announcements where you go, but they can't. They're the ones.
Oh,
a company that has been around for 133 years.
Oh. The 1800s, huh?
Is going down.
Who could it be?
Especially when you think about how we've never taken more pictures in our lives than we do right now.
Oh.
And somehow Kodak sat there and got had.
Yeah, Kodak really missed the boat.
Eastman Kodak, the 133-year-old photography company, is telling investors they're not likely to survive. In an earnings report earlier this week, the company warned that it doesn't have the committed financing or available liquidity to pay the roughly $500 million in upcoming debt obligations.
Jeez.
So they are on their way out, it's looking like. They've already had bankruptcy, but when I looked at this, I just thought, Kodak. I know kids today would go, what is that?
Yeah.
What is? But most of us growing up, in fact, in the story, they say at one point, Kodak was responsible for 90% of the film and 85% of camera sales in the United States in the 70s.
Everybody had a Kodak camera, and everybody had, and film was not cheap, and you could not take 5,000 pictures of yourself before you picked the one that you were going to use. You had to go and pay to get it developed. I mean, photo taking and keeping and sharing was big business.
This guy, George Eastman, he's the one who started the company. He inventorated the word Kodak.
Oh.
He just said, he thought it sounded strong.
Kodak.
And that's what it is.
Mm. It does sound strong.
It does.
Mm. It's, Paul McCartney's wife was Linda Eastman.
When he had the song Kodachrome.
Who did Kodachrome?
That's Paul Simon.
Paul Simon did?
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Paul McCartney was married to Linda Eastman.
Paul Simon.
Oh, my God. I was thinking of that song, though. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome.
That song is... in this story, but it's just crazy that at one point they owned 90% of the film business and 85% of the camera business in America in the 70s, and then sat there.
Their failure on this is the size of Blockbuster. Like,
bigger
you had,
even.
Oh my God.
Because
huge.
Cameras
right.
are in every single person's pocket. And yes. by the way, Kodak failed to capitalize on the rise of the digital technology they invented. They invented it.
Oh, I didn't know they invented it, but I was like, why not the cameras? Why not figure out a way?
They introduced the first digital camera in 75.
Wow.
And then went on to not capitalize on that.
Oh my God.
In 2012, Kodak filed for bankruptcy, and now it looks like the final nail is about to happen this year as Kodak, the 133-year-old film and camera company, will be ceasing operations this year unless someone comes in with $1 billion.
I guess. And why would you? Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I can't help but think about AI when I hear this example because although it has a lot of issues and people are very concerned about it, there's no stopping it. Like, it's coming.
Oh, no.
It's going to completely change our lives for sure. And so I'm just curious about who's going to get on board and try and do it responsibly.
Who's already feeling the pinch and who could most benefit by being an early adopter and figuring this out? But we should ask ChatGPT.
It's just one of those
things. What companies can you save?
Where companies sit there. And
we're
they feel like we're
in the black. What could possibly go wrong?
We don't need to react to this.
Right.
We just keep your eyes on your own paper as you go right over the waterfall.
Even as the dot-coms really got going, like late 90s, and it felt like everyone was throwing all this money at them, but nobody was making any money. And in the end, it was Amazon and other online, if you're going to go buy something, like if Sears have saved themselves if they were like, we got to get a website. We got to sell stuff online. We got to, it's easy to look back and go, you know, they should have done.
One of the biggest jokes, I think, in tech, in the rise of tech, was as we all sort of got on Facebook and started liking each other's things and friends. And we all sat there going, how are they ever going to make money on this?
Right.
Meanwhile, he knew the whole time. Zuck was sitting there going, watch me make billions, fools. Maybe he didn't call us fools, but I bet he did.
Yeah.
Because I just think of him as an evil genius. He's one of those guys that sat there as we all went, how are you going to, and well, all your data.
Yeah. Data. And data is key because everybody uses
that. And he heard us targeting ads. Like, right onto people's pages. I can't stand it. I will never buy anything that targets me while I'm trying to scroll through and like Bob on the Waves. Not buying shoes from there.
You know, I've made the mistake of buying some stuff off of Facebook and Instagram.
In fact, the other day I was looking for some like a new pair of shoes and I told Instagram.
You have all the shoes. You already have them all.
You told Instagram I'm looking for new shoes and they would like show me what shoe ad you got?
Hey, shoes. I want shoes. Give me shoe ads.
That's what I did.
Whispering into his phone.
You heard him doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then you got a bunch of ads?
Yeah.
And then did you buy shoes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What kind of shoes did you buy?
A pair of New Balance.
Oh.
I like New Balance.
I've never had a pair.
Oh,
how much
like
were
them?
They?
About $90. I got them below retail because
it's frankly, isn't it funny that I go to myself, oh, $90, that's not too bad for a good pair of sneakers. Like, remember in the olden days when, you know, your mom was like, yeah, the budget for your sneakers is $12. You're not, those $30, what are you crazy? $30 on a pair of shoes?
Yeah.
$90 is like, wow, that sounds like a bargain in the sneaker market.
It was a bargain.
Stop buying stuff off Instagram.
Yeah, don't bother. Just keep doing it.
They know what you want.
Yeah, that's why I like it, because they give me ads for what I want and what I
they're
like.
They're listening to you. And I didn't know you could actually ask Instagram for like, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I guess I got to look for a Halloween costume. Well, I can just tell Instagram.
Supposedly they're not listening to you, but they must be because
how else did a Tiffany lamp show up on my Google?
And tell me how I got a story about pickles on my feed. This morning.
Pickles?
Yep.
I love pickles.
Yeah, we talked about them yesterday.
I know. That's just so funny. They just heard
it's
the word
so
pickle
intrusive.
Over and over.
Can we take a stand? No more buying from Instagram.
Okay,
no
sure.
Way.
Yeah.
Goes to the economy.
The online economy. Some influencer got a kickback for that.
I'd prefer them spend their money on radio, but I guess you guys aren't seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
Right.
Okay,
so
fine.
Why would you do that? Just listen to your radio. We'll tell you what you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An official on Long Island got excited talking about America's 250th birthday celebrations, which are coming next year.
That is kind of exciting, isn't it?
As he was making his speech, he was on a podium, and he's got other gray-haired guys around him and a Minuteman standing there in costume. There are no real Minutemen left.
Anymore,
it's just a get up.
Yeah.
And here's, I hope you can hear his speech. Here he goes.
It's going to be a gangbang. Like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
When you see the video, the other gray-haired men begin to laugh as he speaks of the celebration. It's clear no one has told him.
Yeah.
That's not what
so
people think of.
Are we
when
chalking
they think-
this up to Grandpa just doesn't know what that means? Like, we're celebrating our independence with a whole gang. It's going to be great.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
But that celebration's coming next year, everyone.
That guy's voice, though, that's like, here we are. We're on Long Island, and we're going to have a big gangbang later to celebrate how awesome this country is.
The Minuteman kept a straight face, so I give him credit for... not busting entirely up.
He was already like, I can't believe I'm standing in this costume. So these gray hairs. Oh, that's funny. That's a, I like it. That's a good one.
2 in 3 Americans are turning to thrifting regularly.
Oh.
They feel, a lot of people feel, like their discretionary spending has dropped considerably. Mine certainly has. Yeah. I don't know if yours. There's definitely been an effect where I find myself going, I want that, but I should put that in the bank instead.
Yeah. I like thrifting, though. There's a good place. I've gone a few times with my friend Marianne. It's kind of, you know. And
hey, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne. I can't think. It's near Cesar Chavez or maybe on Cesar Chavez. No, you got nothing? You live in the city. But my son, who lives in New York, he is like thrift every day. He's like, oh, look at this. Look at this thing I found. Found these. I got this. I got that. We got a lot of his apartment furniture and stuff. He's like, this is, I can't believe it. I can't believe this is a thing. I'm like,
the story here is that people have felt their, you know, their fun money go away in the last few years.
Right.
I think the pandemic sort of had us all thinking differently about how we use our money.
Right. I want to have some of this the next time this happens.
You know, there's no question. Yeah. You find yourself going, we're still doing okay, but, you know, my work asked me to take a pay cut and I don't know when that, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that came out of that where you start to go, uh-oh, I better be more careful.
Yeah.
On top of that, though, they do mention while our fun money has gone away, also people consider thrifting to be a good time. They like it. It's the really thrill fun. Of the hunt.
Wasn't it Chapel Roan was saying that's one of the things she misses the most about being famous. She's like, I can't just go look at, and she calls it, I think she calls them vintage shops, which is one way of looking at it. Like, why wouldn't you just go, why wouldn't you pay $100 for a couch? Like, you can get that thing steam cleaned. It's still great. It's an antique. It's vintage.
No, I'm not buying that couch, no.
Oh, why? Because you know about couches?
Because I know what happens on couches.
Yeah. I feel like I got a nice couch set one time and we got it steam cleaned and it looked brand new. I'm like, oh my God, that was way dirtier than I thought it was. Look how perfect this is.
I don't think anymore at all what that stain could possibly be.
There is no more stain. It's gone. It's a brand new couch.
My couch was secondhand. You were with me when I bought it.
Actually, I should say that used to be one of my favorite clients, Home Consignment Center. There's a bunch of locations. We went up to San Rafael and we got a few things at that. I love that. I love finding a bargain.
Well,
I just think it's great. Or something unique, like, you know, you didn't just order off Amazon.
1 in 6 people in America are thrifting as often as once per week. Gen Z is secondhand shopping more each week than any other generation.
I think is my kid is Gen Z?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And also, I mean, flea markets, yard sales, there are people who are dedicated trollers of those things.
What's really interesting is in this story to me is that thrifting in 2025 isn't just going to a store. There are lots of thrift shoppers who do it online.
Oh.
And I don't know about that.
The first thing I ever bought on Etsy was I was just checking it out for the first time. I'm like, oh, what's this all about? Because you know who told me about it? Denise St. Louis, our old promotions director.
Hi, Denise.
She was like, oh, yeah, it's this great shop. And I put in like vintage glassware or, you know, something. And this a couple things popped up and I'm like, that's $4. I'm going to get that. And I still have it. It's just like a little, it's glass and it has a little cover on it and a little decorative thing.
It's like, official.
Yeah, $4.
Americans are saving a buck or two by thrift shopping. And 2 in 3 are thrifting regularly.
And even on Nextdoor, John is always trolling Nextdoor. He'll ask for what he wants. Anybody got a, he'll buy it for a couple bucks or get it for free. We got this huge thing that we actually, it's a Pottery Barn coffee table, humongous. And the lady was like, yeah, just take it.
I'm in one of those Facebook groups. It's called Buy Nothing San Francisco.
Oh.
And people will say, hey, I'm giving this away. And people will come and be like, oh, I want it. I'll come pick it up. And you can also post. You post ISO in search of whatever you're looking for. I did that last week. Went and picked up something free. Totally
what did you
free.
Pick up for free?
Milk crates that I needed for a project.
Oh. I love milk crates. We have a lot of milk crates.
But Facebook Marketplace is a great way to thrift.
Actually, there's a FreeCycle, which I think is .com, I guess.
FreeCycle?
FreeCycle, yeah.
Also, do you guys remember when Uber was brand new and rides were like $3?
Yes.
They have Uber Courier now, which is the same thing. The prices are insanely low. It's like $4. But if you don't have a car, if you live in the city or you don't have time to go get something, you can send an Uber Courier and it will literally like go to the place, you know, interact with the person, pick it up and bring it to you. And so I've done that with a couple things too because I don't have a car. And it costs like it's like $4 delivery.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you say? FreeCycle? What is that thing called?
Uber Courier.
No, the other thing, the first
FreeCycle,
thing.
FreeCycle, but yours was buy nothing.
Oh, the Facebook buy, page, that, buy nothing.
Buy nothing, okay. That's pretty, those are handy pieces of info.
Well, better that somebody else take it than you. I mean, lots of times I'll drag stuff out in front of my house and put a free sign on it, and it's gone. I like that.
What do they call that? The guys that ripped my suit off?
Sidewalk shoppers? Sidewalk thieves? Thieves?
Well, yeah, they're thieves for
but
sure.
It was a, there was a name thing. For it. Yeah.
Sidewalk, whatever. Well, anyway, I have a thing I need to get rid of. I'll try to FreeCycle it.
Yeah.
If you'll come pick it, you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Great.
Put up a picture of it. This is free. First person who comes and gets it.
Ha!
Yeah. It's good.
Well, there you go.
When you're looking for stuff. Oh, hold on. Jane weighing in. It's Jane. My favorite piece of furniture ever is something I got at the Home Consignment Center. Jane, I know. Home Consignment Center, come back on. We love you. I was doing endorsements for them and walked in one store and bought it within the first 5 minutes. And thrifting has always been one of my favorite hobbies forever. See? We're all into it. I like it. That's a great
story. What's the store called?
Home Consignment Center.
Can you email us at
advertisesf@odacy.com. AUDACY.
Let's get you rocking on Alice.
Let's do it. I love that. And that's how I found them too, was when they advertised. I was like, I went over there and then I was like, I'm coming back here every week because every week it's a completely different inventory.
Sick.
Yeah, I like it.
It's coming up in the trash.
We have our first clip of the Taylor/Travis podcast that's coming out later today. Oh my God, you guys. Wait till you hear it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.